This morning's class will be short because of a video presentation, so I'll just read through some of the verses. I think these verses, some many of them have purports, so quite a way here. So at least I'll read one of them. Toya samha anai sukir divya ganda nule panai dupai dupai suri bhikir lala jakshata palam kurai savanai jaya shaktascha tadyaya mahiman kitai nitya viditra kitaischa shankha dhundrugi nishvanai. The Prabhupada's translation. They worship the Lord by offering fragrant flowers, water, padya, argya, sandalwood pulp, and a guru pulp, incense, lamps, fused rice, unbroken grains, fruits, roots, and sprouts. While doing so, they offered prayers indicating the glorious activities of the Lord and shouted, Jaya, Jaya. They also danced, played instruments, sang, sounded conch shells, and beat kettle drums. In this way, worshipping the Lord. Jambavan Iksha Rajastu Deri Shabdai Manojava Vijayam Dikshu Sarvasu Mahotsavam Agosayam. Jambavan, king of the bears, also joined in the ceremony. Sounding his bugle in all directions, he declared a great festival for Lord Vamanadeva's victory. Mahim Sarvam Ritam Drishtva Tripada Vyaja Yachnaya Uchusva Bhartu Rasura Dikshitasya Yamarshita. When the demoniac followers of Bali Maharaj saw that their master, who had been determined in performing sacrifice, had lost all his possessions to Vamanadeva, who had taken them away on the plea of begging 3 paces of land, they were very angry and spoke as follows. Navayam Brahma Bandur Vishnur Maya Vinambara Vijarupa Pratichanno Devakaryam Chikirshati. This Brahmana is certainly not a Brahman, but the best of the cheaters, Lord Vishnu. Assuming the form of a Brahman, he has covered his own form, and thus he is working for the interests of the demigods. And I should have mentioned that these are all texts and purports by Srila Prabhupada, and we're reading from chapter 8. Starting with text 7 of the 21st chapter. This is text 11. Anena yacha manena shatruna vatu rupina sarvava samna hritam bhartur nyastadandasya parisi. Our Lord Bali Maharaj, because of his position in performing the yajna, has given up the power to punish. Taking advantage of this, our eternal enemy, Vishnu, dressed in the form of a brahmachari beggar, has taken away all his possessions. Text 12. Satyavratasya satatam dikshitasya visekshata nantram vashitam shakyam brahmana yas yadhayavata. Our Lord, Bali Maharaj, is always fixed in truthfulness. And this is especially so at present, since he has been initiated into performing a sacrifice. He is always kind and merciful toward the Brahmins, and he cannot at any time speak lies. Text 13. Asmadasya avarodharamo bharatu shushu shanam chana ityayudhani jagrihur valer anirchara shura. Therefore, it is our duty to kill this Vamanadeva, Lord Vishnu. It is our religious principle and the way to serve our master. After making this decision, the demoniac followers of Bali Maharaj took up their various weapons with a view to killing Vamanadeva. Text 14. Te sarve vamanam hantun shula patisha honayan anichanto bale rajan pratravan jata manyava. O king, the demons, aggravated by their usual anger, took their lances and tridents in hand, and against the will of Bali Maharaj, they pushed forward to kill Lord Vamanadeva. Text 15. Tana vidravato drishva titi jani kapandripa pahasya nuchara vishno Pratya Shedan Udai Yuda. O King, when the associates of Lord Vishnu saw the soldiers of the demons coming forward in violence, they smiled. Taking up their weapons, they forbade the demons to continue their attempt. 16 and 17. Nanda Sunanda Tajayo Vijaya Prabalobala Kumuda Kumudakshascha Vishvakshena Patatriya Jayanta Shutadevascha Pushpadanto Tasvatpata Sarve Nagayuta Panash Chamunte Jagnu Asurim. Nanda Sunanda Jaya Vijaya Prabala Bala Kumuda Kumudaksha Vishvakshena Patatriya or Garuda Jayanta Shutade Pushpadanta and Satvata were all associates of Lord Vishnu. They were as powerful as 10,000 elephants, and now they began killing the soldiers of the demons. Text 18. Hanyamaram Svakam Drishta Purusha Nucharaya Bali Varayam Asa Samrat Pamsarat Dham Kavya Shapan Anusmaram. When Bali Maharaj saw that his own soldiers were being killed by the associates of Lord Vishnu, he remembered the curse of Shukracharya and forbade his soldiers to continue the fighting. Text 19. He vipakshita he raho he ne ne shuyatam vacha vayugyata nivarta dham nanakalo yamartake. O Vipachiti, O Rahu, O Nene, please hear my words. Don't fight. Stop immediately, for the present time is not in our favor. Text 20. Ya Prabhu Sarvabhutanam Sukha Duko Papataye Tamnati Vartijum Daitya Purushari Shora Puman. O Daityas, by human efforts, no one can supersede the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bring happiness and distress to all living entities. Text 21. Yono Bhavayo Pragasi Abhavaya Divo Kasam Saiva Bhagavan Adhya Varatate Tad Vipariya. The Supreme Time Factor, which represents the Supreme Person, was previously in our favor, and not in favor of the demigods, but now that time factor is against us. Text 22. Valena Sachivaya Buddhya Durgai Mantro Sudadibi Shamadibir Upayascha Kalamatyeti Vajana. No one can surpass the time representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by material power, by the council of ministers, by intelligence, by diplomacy, by fortresses, by mystic mantras, by drugs, by herbs, or by any other means. Text 23. Bhavadvir nirjitahete bahusho nucharahare daive nardaista evadhyā yudhijitva nadantina. Previously, being empowered by providence, you defeated a great number of such followers of Lord Vishnu. But today, those same followers have defeated us, are roaring in jubilation like lions. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bhagavad Gita mentions five causes of defeat or victory. Of these five, Daiva, providence, the most powerful, Nacha Daiva Parambalam, Bali Maharaj knew the secret of how he had formerly been victorious because providence was in his favor. Now, since that same providence was not in his favor, there is no possibility of his victory. Thus, he very intelligently forbade his associates to fight. And Prabhupada goes on to speak some things in the purports. Omaginati Manandaskarpananjana Salakaya Chaksur Nidam Jena Tasmai Shivarve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutare Spainur Bhagadamaya Tarati Svapadantika. And he quotes the verse Yasya Haman Yugarami Harishe Taranjanaya. One of the main lessons in this incident about Bali Maharaj, he is famous for surrendering everything to the feet of the Lord. Of course, he had no choice. Everything was taken away from him. But the Lord asked him, I've covered the entire world with my... You promised me 3 steps of land, as we were hearing yesterday in the lecture by His Holiness, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, that the earth can tolerate the weight of the mountains and the seas and the land, but it can't tolerate anyone who lies. So Bali Maharaj had given this oath, this promise, that he would supply the dwarf Brahman 3 steps of land. So the first step, he covered his whole world. But the second step, he covered entire creation. And so he asked him, where can I place my third step? Well, there was no place to put his third step. There was no place left. No land, no space, no place. So he had to accept the mood of surrender, and symbolically also, by having the last step of the Lord be placed on his head, he had to accept punishment. So he voluntarily accepted punishment. This is another lesson from these verses, that as he's talking here about how sometimes we are favored, sometimes we are unfavored by situations, and we have to adjust accordingly. It was not time for him to continue his dominion over his great holdings, this vast universe. And everybody knows that there's a saying, I don't know if it's from Christian theology, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, according to one's karma or according to the direction of the Lord. Yoga kshema vajamya, he supplies what we need, he takes away what we haven't done. Sometimes takes away everything. And that is considered the first beginning of the mercy of the Lord. Take everything away. It's actually a great benediction. Queen Kunti prayed for more and more calamities so she could better remember the Lord. So things are taken away. We understand that this is being done by the Lord directly, not by our karmic activity, because we understand karmani niradahati kintu, kintu chabakti bhajan. That if one worships the Lord and one engages in devotional service, then it is understood, according to Brahma Samhita, Nectar Devotion, so many other authorities, and Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Kshema Pajamyam, that everything is actually happening by the will of the Lord, not by our karmic activity. So if things are taken away, if material things are removed, it is a great blessing, it is not a curse, because the impediments to devotional service are being removed. It is said that the greater number of things we have, the higher our temperature. Higher temperature, above 98, is not good. But the temperature is increasing everywhere, and people are becoming confused and frustrated. So somehow it could have taken away. This is considered by a devotee a great blessing. Like we could see with Prabhupada, his business efforts were thwarted. And this was actually Krishna giving him the benediction to being able to continue devotional service. We were watching yesterday the film Abhay Charan by Bhakti Chiruswami. And Prabhupada was having a conversation in his early years with the manager of the chemical firm he was working for, and he had just met his spiritual master, and he was pleading with him that, I don't think I can continue like this. I'd kind of like to travel a little bit and spread the word of my spiritual master. He had just met Bhakti Saraswati and told him in their first meeting he should preach in English. So he was feeling that this job that he had wasn't really such a valuable thing. Good job. He would rather be freed of it, be freed from the security, and fulfill the will of his spiritual master. So sometimes voluntarily one can see that there are impediments in devotional life. So Bali Maharaj, voluntarily, he was trying to stop all the demonic soldiers, very willingly accepting that he would lose everything, his whole kingdom would be taken away, he would be bound with ropes, even his own family would criticize him, now you can't work anymore, you're just a useless wretch, you can't do anything. So he lost everything, and it's said in Bhagavad Gita that for one who is famous, infamy is worse than death. So for one who is powerful and full of opulence, to lose everything is a great insult. It's like, was it Asatama that was that had his knot severed from the top of his head? For a Kshatriya to lose this, he is insulted. So this is actually worse than death. But Bala Maharaj took this as a great benediction. And the final dispensation of all this was, he had to go to hell to add insult to injury. He had after everything taken away, he had to reside in the lower planetary system. But given all that, that great loss, he was actually given a great blessing, because the rule of Krishna is that if he takes everything away, he actually gives everything back. are those who are willing to surrender everything, like the damsel of Raj and a few very highly elevated devotees who have been known not only to give everything they own, but their mind, their emotions, their psychology, everything in an unending upward spiral of giving. They are given the greatest blessing of all. They are given prema bhakti. Or they are, in Bali's case, even given a material benediction. So when the Lord takes everything away, He also gives everything back, because He's complete, He's puna. Whatever He gives away, it comes back. And whatever is taken away from His devotees, it comes back a million times, a million fold. It is said that the prema, the one mother of all love of God, is 10 billions of times greater than the bliss one can derive from Brahmananda, from just perceiving the Brahman effulgence of the Lord. So Bali was given a place. He was given a permanent position, and he was, and still is glorified as a great devotee of the Lord. So the process of giving everything up for Krishna is actually a great blessing and a great way to receive reciprocation from Krishna. Krishna promises that whatever you do for me, yayatam rambhupajyante, tam sutaiva vajamyam, mamabhagmanubhartante, minushupartasarvasha, you will give it back. In this material world, it is impossible, almost impossible, to get any kind of genuine return on anything. Businessmen struggle day and night to figure out how to get a return on their investment. They invest a little here, invest a little there, and if they're fortunate, they make a providential investment. But a devotee just gives a little in devotional service, and immediately there is unlimited reciprocation. It's stated in the Bhagavatam that if one donates to a good cause, he gets a return equal. If he donates to a Brahminical cause, he gets four times return. But if he donates to a Vaishnava engaged in devotional service, he gets returned by unlimited multiplication. That's the words Prabhupada uses. Those are the words, unlimited multiplication. So, in 26th Second Avenue, we heard Prabhupada lecturing. People were a little terrified, actually, that he was, in his old age, without any family, without any insurance, without any security, taking sannyas, wandering the world, penniless. So he said once that he said, I've given up everything. I had so many children at home, had a wife, had a business. I just gave it all away, and I came here. But he said, it's not wrong. I'm not the loser. Wives that I had, nice children at home, they were willing to take care of me and take care of my house and everything. But now, he said, I have so many nice boys and girls. They are better than my own blood children taking care of me. So, my point is, Prabhupada said that anyone who surrenders in himself, his family, his possessions to Krishna is never a loser. He's never a loser. So that made us, we were all neophytes, and that made us feel very secure that we weren't wandering into something and that everything was going to be taken away and there was going to be nothing left. But actually, if we just proceeded in Krishna consciousness and continued and followed Prabhupada, somehow we would be happy, like him. We would get everything back in a mystical way, but in a way that would be satisfying, like he was satisfied. So by his example, we could see that if you give everything to Krishna, you're never the loser. And Balaraj is famous for this, giving everything to the Lord. So give everything, they say giving is greater than receiving. But to give everything to Krishna, there is eternal gratitude, eternal reciprocation. And for every step we take towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards us. So I'm going to try to figure out a way to segue this talk into this video. We learned from Rupa Goswami that anasaktasya vishayam yatarma bhayamjita nirbhanda krishna sambandhe yukta bhayamjita, should say that we give everything to Krishna. But if we think that we should just give everything up, not knowing its relationship to Krishna, we should be attached to everything related to Krishna, but unattached to everything that is not part of Krishna. And if we try to give everything up irresponsibly, untimely, or without guidance from Shastra, Guru, and Sadhu, then we are imperfect in our renunciation. Amukshubi Paritiago. This is incomplete renunciation. So, to give everything up for Krishna means to act in such a way that everything is used for Krishna. This is the principle of Nitya Vairagya. So in this video we will see how devotees in different parts of the world are using their energies, their talents, their money, their resources They're taxing their brains to figure out how to better serve Krishna. And they're living in a renounced way. Mumukshubi Pritya. If renunciation is not complete, then one is a pretender. So complete renunciation means to give everything, to act in to give everything to Krishna and to act with Krishna all the time. So we're going to see in the beginning how the devotees in England resisted the efforts of government to take away their right to continue worshipping the deities in the temple. And they fought very hard for 10 years to do this. They struggled against the odds, and by sacrificing so much what appeared to be the normal thing to do with Krishna consciousness, and to actually have to fight for Krishna, they were successful. So sometimes even such an unpleasant thing like fighting, as Arjuna had to do, has to be done in order to satisfy the Lord. So we'll see in different parts of the world how devotees were and still are continuing to work so hard to give up conveniences, material conveniences, to better establish the worship of Krishna all over the world. So, we'll hope it works. Yesterday, I was watching Sri Aswami prepare for his presentation at a conference, and since he's a very excellent presenter, I was wondering how calm and cool he was, watching all the spectacle equipment. He was just certain that it was going to work. It's always up to Lord Krishna whether it works or not. Anyway, this is about 25 minutes. This video is called Hare Krishna Today. It's one of a series of videos that come out approximately every 2 months that show how Krishna consciousness is working in different parts of the world. It's like a video news magazine. And it also gives a bit of a presentation as to how Krishna consciousness can give a view of how the world works, a spiritual perspective on the world situation. So turn this over to the video player, and I think we'll have to move this glasses on so you can see better. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhagavad Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This video, we can make copies of it. It's, we can...